Current State on 90.5 WKAR. I'm Mark Bayshore. A Clinton County school teacher has announced her candidacy for the Michigan Senate's 24th district. Democrat Dawn Levy says she would make education one of her top priorities. She says Michigan school kids are, quote, suffering because of partisan politics, unquote. The longtime resident of Elsie also lists public safety and conservation as priorities. She served two terms as president of the Michigan United Conservation Clubs, an office from which she resigned to run for Senate. The 24th is currently represented by Grand Ledge Republican Rick Jones. Ms. Levy is also an emergency medical technician and directed the Elsie Area Ambulance Service for 30 years. Dawn Levy, welcome to Current State.
Well, thank you.
In the announcement of your candidacy, you mentioned, quote, as a teacher, I can no longer sit idly by as our schools continue to be cut and our students continue to suffer because of partisan politics. Tell us more about what you meant.
Tell us more. With all the legislation coming down, I'm concerned. There's a number of initiatives where we're teaching to a test. And I think in regards to that we lose something when we do that. We lose a connection with our students. And you're aware of a number of the initiatives out there. In theory, the idea that all children by third grade should be able to read, in theory, that's a wonderful concept. But let's also look at class size doesn't matter. If we're going to set up the schools to follow that, I think we need to look at class size, a classroom size for kindergarten of 32 children. And all the way through third grade, we have to look at what we're setting teachers up for. One teacher, 30 children, let's teach them to read. The concept is amazing. It's wonderful. And I would hope that would occur. But we also have to have the staff and the curriculum in place to make that happen.
What level do you teach? What do you teach?
I teach alternative high school. For 23 years, I've taught at Ovid-Elsie Alternative. And those are children that don't quite fit into the mainstream, those that have it can be a variety of issues, whether it's not having enough credits to graduate, to having some personal issues that just, affect their education and their success in the traditional setting.
The governor and many of his Republican supporters want to increase spending on education in the next budget. I presume you're okay with that. How do you feel about that?
Increase or bring us back to the level we were at.
Oh, okay.
So there's a difference there. I mean, it's commendable if he's going to increase it, but he decreased it. Now we've got to get back to the level we were at, and if he wants to go above that, hey, that's an admirable.
How do you respond to people who say the governor and majority Republicans were forced after the recession and the lost decade to make painful cuts, education just one of them, in order to get the books right?
To get the books right. I think it goes beyond the books, that we want to look at a stronger Michigan. We want a better economic base. We want to invest in Michigan. Let's invest in the children, K-12 and above, and look at higher ed as well, and not price college out of sight of middle-class America.
Was there a straw that broke the camel's back in terms of you announcing your candidacy?
A number of issues, education being a big part of that, also the cuts in revenue sharing. I mean, I live in a small community. Elsie is small. Mm-hmm. I recently went to an Elsie Village Council meeting where they've now cut the police force in half. So, and it's due to the lack of revenue and the decrease in revenue sharing. I know they're getting an increase this year, but 3% doesn't make up the loss over time.
So a village like Elsie getting cut in half, that goes from how many people to what? From 4 to 2, to from 2 to 1
okay,
to,
it goes,
to what?
All right, it goes from a full-time police chief and 3 part-time officers to a part-time police chief and a part-time officer.
Okay, so 4 to 2.
Yeah, 4 to 2. And when you look at where our small communities are at, especially in the 24th, if you look at the demographics, we've got a lot of small communities. For Elsie, we're located on the corner of four counties. That kind of tells you how quick you're going to get police response, especially when you're at the corner and the far corner. And I'm not saying anything against, you know, Clinton County Sheriff Department or parts of, you know, the LC area and LC School District are also in Shiawassee, Saginaw, Gratiot. It just, when cuts are made, we really feel it in the small communities.
You're also an MEA board member. How do you and your fellow MEA members at Ovid LC, how are you adapting to right to work?
Well, we were a little fortunate in that our contract was passed in a timely fashion, and we are still agency shop for another year and a half. Is it going to affect us? I think somewhat, but not the magnitude other areas are feeling it. Recently, you know, you talk about, you know, right to work and all of that. I recently talked to a teacher in another district that their contracts, you know, they had to deal with contracts after right to work passed, and he's a math person, and he really started looking at the numbers. And for a new teacher to make what this master teacher, tenured teacher, is making, it will take 42 years. Mm. What is the draw to bring young, talented, and the best teachers into public education with the continued cuts regarding our pension and salaries, and we still want to have the best? What incentive is there to join that profession?
We're talking with Dawn Levy. Dawn's a Clinton County school teacher who has announced her candidacy for the Michigan Senate's 24th district. Are you a supporter of expanding Common Core standards in Michigan?
I talked to teachers all over about Common Core. And I teach to the Common Core, and I'm expanding that. And when you say expand it, what do you mean?
To take expanded it, funding.
Funding-wise, absolutely, because these unfunded mandates, and I think that's where the legislature right now is kind of stuck, is that they want the Common Core standards to be adopted, but they don't want to fund it. But they want the schools to adopt it, but again, they don't want to fund it. I mean, we've been working on Common Core for almost 3 years. And at the elementary level, they should be preparing within the next year to administer a portion of that test, because you're still teaching to a test, although it does give teachers a little more room for creativity to meet those standards. But again, they're preparing for a test that is going to be administered on computers, and the majority of Michigan schools are not prepared for that. They don't have the infrastructure for it at this point. I mean, I know that at Ovid LC, our elementary students get an average of 30 minutes a week in the technology lab. That is not enough time. Plus, you have to make sure your teachers are on the same page with technology, and they're at all different states of training when it comes to the technology component. And so the teachers need to be prepared for the test, but they also need to be able to have the infrastructure for the students to take the test. And that is, you know, a holdback. And at this point, the state is not in a position, or it's not a priority for funding.
What about teacher performance standards?
That's getting somewhat better. It's been pretty subjective, but currently they're working on a tool an evaluation piece that you've got everybody at the table. And I'm encouraged by this. When I say everybody at the table, that they, Ms. Ball from the University of Michigan conducted a study, and they came up with an evaluation tool that everybody's talking about. You have teachers, you have administrators, you have MEA, you have legislators looking at this evaluation tool that could be adopted by the entire state. So everybody's on the same playing field. Is it perfect from my point of view? No. But is it better than what we've been using? Absolutely.
As a former two-term president of the MUCC, where do you stand on Michigan's new wolf hunt?
I supported the wolf hunt. MUCC has a really unique process. Annually, we have our convention in June, and resolutions are brought forward at that convention. I wrote or authored the initial resolution regarding the wolf hunt. And some would say, why would you do that? I have studied wolves.
Why would you do that?
Why would I do that? I've studied wolves in Wisconsin. I think they're beautiful. They're magnificent. I want them on the landscape. So I've studied them, and I howled with the wolves in Wisconsin. I went to Yellowstone twice to study the wolves. And by the way, wolf watchers are the most unique, diverse group of people you will ever meet. However, we had a threshold we wanted to meet in the UP, and we met it. We have 700-plus wolves, not including tribal wolves, because we cannot count those. And a plan was put in place that when we reached the threshold and they were taken off the endangered list, which was a process in and of itself, that we would have to manage the resource. And when I say manage the resource, I mean manage the wolf population.
This puts you at odds with some number, a significant number perhaps, of your fellow Democrats. Is
it
that
going to
create problems?
I don't think it is, because I sat down with a number of Democrats this weekend to explain why. That the UP is a culture of itself, and we wouldn't argue that. 700 wolves, when you're sitting in the stadium here at MSU, doesn't seem like a lot. But in the UP, and it's your family, and it's your livestock that are a concern, that's a big number. And we have to respect that. And this year we did have a wolf hunt. I didn't buy a permit. We could have taken 43 wolves. We took 21. It was not a bloodbath. It was a very ethical and controlled hunt.
Groups against the wolf hunt could have measures on the November ballot banning it. That's led to countermeasures from the pro-wolf hunt crowd. Are you involved in promoting those countermeasures?
I have helped circulate a number of petitions for a citizen law that would, again, stop the initiative, or at least put it on hold.
Okay.
So that, again, giving the state of Michigan the opportunity to still hunt the wolf.
Okay. I look forward to continuing this conversation as November gets close. Is there another Democrat that's
going to
be
not
running?
At this point.
You think you're going to be it?
I think I'm going to be it.
Okay. Dawn Levy is a Democrat from Clinton County who is taking on Grand Ledge Republican Rick Jones to represent Michigan's 24th Senate District. Dawn, thanks. Good luck.
Thank you, Mark.